glory and the honor to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and the disciples left the district and began a journey through Galilee, but Jesus did not want anyone to know about it. He was teaching the disciples along these lines: the promised one is going to be delivered into the hands of others and will be put to death. But 3 days later, this one will rise again. Though they failed to understand these words, they were afraid to question him. They returned to Capernaum. Once they were inside the house, Jesus began to ask them, "So what were you discussing on the way home?" And they fell silent, for on the way they'd been arguing about who among them was the most important. So Jesus sat down and called the 12 over and said, "If any of you wishes to be first, you must be the last one of all and be at the service of all." Then Jesus brought a little child into their midst, and putting his arm around the child, said to them, "Whoever welcomes a child such as this for my sake welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So this is kind of an upside down homily. And so what I will just say to the younger people among us is that we spend a lot of our school years wanting to be the best and wanting to be the greatest and wanting to be the most important. And then as we move into adulthood, there's some value shifts that need to happen. So how many of us are adults? We'll find out. So after being deliberate about keeping our shades drawn to keep out the heat for months of the long summer, this morning Greg and I opened the shades to let the sun shine in. Wow, light! Whoa, very dirty window. Whoa, lots of dust on flat surfaces. And you know when the light comes in, all of a sudden you see all that, and otherwise you can't so much? So this afternoon, we're invited to let the light shine in on our hearts, shine in our minds and our behaviors. Our first reading from Wisdom speaks about how we put others to the test. Let's just see how they'll handle insults and try their patience. Let's see how they act under shame and persecution and stress. Do they hold their value of unconditional love? In the second reading from the letter of James, it holds up the antithesis of peacemaking, which is jealousy, unbridled ambition, disharmony, hypocrisy, partiality, using force to get our way. So when the light is turned up, do we see any of these seeds within us? We do not always walk in the way. The gospel story illustrates that our egos want us to be first and in power and over others, as the disciples discussed while following Jesus. And we can be open to Jesus' example of service and welcoming those who are the least, like a child. In Jesus' day, within the family and community, children had no status. Only when they advanced to legal age did they gain status, because then they could be contributing members of the community. Jesus' teaching was countercultural, asking his disciples to welcome those considered the least. to welcome those who add no value to my life or increase my status. In our culture, in your life, who might be considered to be last or least because they're not beneficial to us? Will we choose to see them, hear them, let their hearts be moved as ours are? Each person, young, old, and in between, is vital. So I invite you to perhaps close your eyes or not, but I invite you to imagine encountering one of the persons I name. Notice whether or not you would be likely to open your heart to that person, or if your heart contracts. If it does, just notice. If yes, imagine your heart space expanding. These all are the faces of Christ.
Hold on, I forgot to get my book.
Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see your face. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see. One very ill. One fragile old. One differently abled. One unhoused. One grieving. A 5-year-old. One refugee. One stranger. One imprisoned. One in abject poverty. One with learning disabilities. Open my ears, Lord. Help me to hear. One outcast, one unborn, one lonely, one blind, one shunned because of sexual orientation, one undocumented immigrant, one deaf, one working 2 jobs. One in chronic pain. One depressed. One soldier. One in a broken relationship. One starving. One rejected, one with PTSD, one with cancer, one custodian, one unable to afford medication, one who doesn't speak English, one standing at an intersection or street corner asking for help. One manual laborer. One isolated by power and wealth. One abused by violence. One trapped in addiction, one in fear, one leader of nation at war acting in self-defense or aggression, one with an unplanned pregnancy, one dying, one willing to reconcile. One youth kicked out of their home. One public servant. One unemployed. One exhausted first responder. One you. Feel your heart expanding? Were you surprised by those you couldn't welcome? And if you could listen to their stories, I'm sure you would find that they are us and we are them. We are one. When we welcome one of these, we welcome Christ. Lest we be overwhelmed, we ask, who am I called to serve? Well, who is on your way, on your path, in your circle of concern? We aren't called to take care of everyone, just the ones on our path. Richard Rohr wrote, Jesus invites us as the church to become a new community of human beings he calls a little flock. I don't believe he ever wanted us to be the whole, only the part. He said we should be the yeast, the leaven, not the whole loaf. He called us to be the salt, but we want to be the whole meal. The images Jesus uses are very modest and yet very strong. It's very difficult for us to be merely leaven and salt. We hardly know how to do that. We want to lead. We want the way of power. We thought we had to be the whole loaf, whereas he tells us to be just the leaven. That's a much more humble, fragile, and even invisible position. It feels powerless. And we'll appeal only to the people who don't need power. So I invite you this week to open the drapes. Let the sun shine in. The light will illuminate both our egos and our generous, humble, welcoming hearts. May our love grow. Let us stand and profess our faith.